MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Kenyan Anthony Amaris, 28, of Alamogordo, and a member of the Kansas Army National Guard, was arrested on Tuesday after he allegedly agreed to photograph a U.S. Army installation on Fort Riley in Kansas and mail a helicopter radio to the Russian military, this according to the Department of Justice. He was indicted in federal court on an attempted violation of the Export Control Reform Act. After he allegedly bought the helicopter radio, Amaris traveled to Kansas to get the radio and send it to Romania, understanding that the radio would be illegally diverted to Russia, according to the DOJ. And an alleged home invader, 46-year-old Michael Brooks Rawl, is dead after the homeowner shot and killed him last week in Carlsbad. The Carlsbad Police Department said Rawl broke into a home on West Riverside Drive Thursday evening. The homeowner spotted him inside and shot Rawl during a confrontation. Police did not say if the homeowner will face any charges. And it was announced Friday afternoon that a service agreement had been established for an air passenger route between Roswell Air Center and Denver International Airport. Next, the city will be seeking support from other Southeast New Mexico communities of this additional travel route, which would operate daily between the two airports. According to Roswell officials, United Airlines will handle the reservations, baggage, and ticketing for the SkyWest flights. New Mexico could soon see cannabis sales reach the $2 billion mark, and based on this year's average sales data of medical and recreational use combined, it should happen by the end of the year. According to data compiled by the state's Cannabis Control Division, as of September, there have been $1.9 billion in sales of marijuana, both recreation use and medical use, in the state since the recreational cannabis was made legal under state law in April of 2022. Recreational use makes up the majority of sales at about $1.3 billion, and medical use makes up about $554 million in sales. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.